You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 820 AM.
Good morning. I'm Cardinal Francis George. For the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago will be hosting discussions on issues, people, and associations that touch our lives. Welcome to the Catholic Community of Faith.
Good morning and welcome to Life Talk. I'm Mary Louise Curry, the Director of the Respect Life Office for the Archdiocese of Chicago, and we're discussing issues that make a difference in your life. And friends, we have such an exciting show lined up for you this morning. We have a phenomenal guest who's going to be with us, a very dynamic young woman who's a national speaker and recording artist. She'll be speaking at the Benefit Dinner for the Chastity Education Initiative on November 18th, so we'll be speaking with her this morning. And this morning, as you know, friends, is All Saints Day, and happy All Saints Day to all of you. And as you know, this is a holy day of obligation for Catholics, so that means that all of us need to attend Mass today, and you can attend your local parish, or if that's difficult for you because you work or have activities far away from that, you can also go to the Archdiocesan website to find a parish near you, near your place of work. That's at www.archchicago.org. Again, www.archchicago.org to find out about nearby parishes to celebrate All Saints Day today, very important feast day in the life of the church. And friends, you know, October was Respect Life Month, but November, you could say, is another kind of Respect Life Month, in that life issues are at the forefront this month in our nation, really. As you know, on November 7th, we have a very important election. That's a week from yesterday, so make sure to make time in your schedules to vote. Very important. And there are some excellent resources that are provided by the Catholic Bishops of Illinois. I encourage you to go to www.catholicconferenceofillinois.org to read the excellent statement that was issued by the Catholic Bishops of Illinois concerning voting. And it's crucial that as Catholics we participate in the public conversation and that we are actively involved in shaping the laws in our nation, because as you know, there are many unjust laws in our society today, particularly those that are attacking innocent human life. And all of us need to participate in the political process in a way that conforms with our faith, so that we can work to build a culture of life in our country. So I urge you again to go to www.catholicconferenceofillinois.org to read the excellent statement by the Illinois Catholic bishops on voting and really educating and informing our consciences. But that is not the only thing that we are facing during the election. Also, there are going to be some key ballot initiatives concerning the sanctity of human life coming up in Missouri, South Dakota, and California. You might know that in Missouri, they are going to be voting on a constitutional amendment which would basically make state funding for human cloning part of the Missouri Constitution, and groups are spending, get this, $28 million to get human cloning, not just being legal, it already is legal, but actually sponsored by the state of Missouri. This is outrageous. So we really need to pray for the defeat of this very damaging amendment in the state of Missouri. Also with that is embryo destructive research, which is a core part of that. So we really need to pray hard for the defeat of Amendment Number 2 in Missouri, because if it works there, it's going to be sweeping the country, friends. So we really need to work hard on that. Also in South Dakota, you know, that state recently passed a ban on all abortions except in the case of the life of the mother. And as we know, abortion is really never medically necessary to save a woman's life today. Thank God, thanks to the many medical progresses that we've made. But in that very narrow case, the South Dakota abortion law would permit that. And that is going to be on the referendum to try to repeal that law. So we need to also pray for that the South Dakota abortion law will be upheld. And in California, parental notification is on the ballot as well, saying that minors would need to inform a parent or guardian before undergoing an abortion. And there is a judicial bypass exception for that. So we need to pray for the passage of that referendum in California. So lots of important things happening. I encourage you to storm heaven on November 7th with all of these very important decisions being made across our country. And then, friends, of course, on November 8th, the Supreme Court will be hearing the federal partial birth abortion ban. And this is really ground zero for abortion issues in our country in terms of legal ramifications. So that is going to be taking place on November 8th. And some of you may have a question or a comment, and I encourage you to give us a call at 312-751-1979. Again, 312-751-1979. Again, this is Mary Louise Curry. I'm the director of the Respect Life Office for the Archdiocese of Chicago. And we are so blessed this morning to have a really exciting guest. This young woman personifies really what the pro-life movement in our nation and what the Catholic Church in striving to build a culture of life, what we are working for. She is a dynamic young woman. She is a national speaker, a recording artist. She will be speaking at our benefit dinner to raise funds for the Chastity Education Initiative here in Chicago on November 18th with Cardinal George, our beloved Archbishop. And her name is Gianna Jessen. And Gianna became an internet sensation, my friends, when she sang at the Colorado General Assembly. And it was on a date when they were going to be honoring Planned Parenthood. And one of the Colorado state representatives introduced Gianna and shared her story, her very compelling story, with the legislature. And we will be hearing about that story right from Gianna today. It's an unbelievably compelling story. This young woman, extraordinary young woman, she was born with cerebral palsy. Doctors said she would never be able to walk. Last year, she completed her first marathon. And friends, this is just the beginning of this story of hope and survival of this magnificent young woman. We're so blessed to have her with us here today on Life Talk. Gianna, welcome to the program.
Hey, thank you so much. I'm sorry I have food poisoning today.
Oh, my goodness.
So I have been very, very ill, and so I'm going to try to do my best here.
Oh, Gianna, and you know, there was an outbreak of salmonella, actually. I heard about it on the news this morning, and I'm so sorry that you're affected with that. We're so honored that you're still doing the show, and of course, if you need to duck away from the phone or...
I don't die easy.
So,
and
hey,
actually, I just finished my second marathon, the London Marathon, on April 23rd. I guess it wasn't yesterday, but it feels just like yesterday. It's so exciting to me to be able to run in spite of having cerebral palsy.
That's amazing. That is phenomenal. And Gianna, we want to get to your story, but first we're going to take a very quick call. Carl from Bridgeport, we already have a caller here. So, Carl, welcome to Life Talk. Thanks so much for calling.
Hey, Carl.
You're welcome, and good morning to you. I wanted to thank you for getting that pro-life message out there. I'm a candidate myself Tuesday, and I'm a 100% pro-life. I'm Catholic, and it's so important. I've been knocking on doors all summer. By the way, my name's Carl Segrich. I'm running for Cook County Commissioner, and I've been talking to Catholics from Bridgeport neighborhood to Beverly and Oaklawn suburb and Burbank, and they are so happy to see me out there, and then I hear them tell me they're so happy to hear your message on the radio. It's all coming together, and you know why? It's so scary. There seems to be that bullying tactic out there by the powers that be that you have to conform to the secular culture. And there's so many Catholics. If we ever stuck together, my goodness, we could really make positive change.
Amen.
in our political landscape. But if you keep up the good work and people keep campaigning and we push pro-life candidates, we can make a real positive change against politicians that call themselves Catholic, but unfortunately, you know, they just go the secular way and they feel like they could take the conservative Catholic votes for granted, and then they pander to leftist radical groups. You know what I'm saying? It's sad to say that people are really intimidated out there. In America, that's preposterous because we don't live in Baghdad where somebody will cut your head off. You know what I mean?
Right, right. And Carl, thank you so much for your call.
I appreciate your passion. He's got a lot of passion.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's great. So, Gianna, you can hear that. We've got a lot of fervent pro-lifers out here, although honestly, our city of Chicago is in desperate need of conversion. And that's one reason why we are bringing you out to speak, actually. actually, Carl's call brings us unfortunately, we're going to have to go to a break right now. But when we come back, we're just going to have a very brief 2-minute break. Friends, I want you to hang on because this young woman's story, it is so extraordinary. You will not want to miss hearing the story of Gianna Jessen. I believe she is the most compelling guest I've ever had on this program, probably even ever on these airwaves. It's phenomenal. Stay with us. We're going to be right back here on Life Talk, and if you'd like, you can give us a call, 312-751-1979. Stay tuned for a life-transforming story right after this break.
Each year in Chicago, 3,000 children are reported sexually abused. The Chicago Children's Advocacy Center restores the trust that was once lost. It's a place where professionals come together under one roof and abused children tell their stories. A place where they can get help immediately. Support the Chicago Children's Advocacy Center. For more information or to help, call 1-877-703-HOPE or visit chicagocac.org.
As winter sets in, Catholic Charities seeks help for the homeless. I'm Father Mike Boland, the administrator of Catholic Charities for the Archdiocese, and I invite you to join us in our efforts to clothe and feed the poor. Catholic Charities is in need of warm items in our clothing rooms. We are collecting coats, gloves, hats, blankets, and sleeping bags for the homeless. Donations can be dropped off at our emergency assistance office at 721 North LaSalle, or you can visit our website at www.catholiccharities.net. Help Catholic Charities provide a little warmth this winter.
Here's Bishop Joseph Perry, Auxiliary Bishop of Chicago and Chairman of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops Committee on African American Catholics.
Friday, December 1st is World AIDS Day. While we are called to pray and care for our sisters and brothers infected with the HIV and AIDS virus, this day especially gives us an opportunity to gather with others throughout the world to bring attention to this disease that has impacted our communities in pandemic proportions. An alarming number of African-American adults and young adults are being infected with the disease, and unlike other terminal illnesses, HIV is 100% preventable. Know the facts about how one acquires the disease and how making informed choices can prevent the contraction and therefore the transmission of this disease. And remember, if it infects one of us, it affects all of us. This is Bishop Joseph Perry wishing everyone the best of health for both your physical and spiritual life. God bless.
Welcome back to Life Talk. I'm Mary Louise Curry, the Director of the Respect Life Office of the Archdiocese of Chicago, and we're discussing issues that make a difference in your life. And friends, we are so blessed to have a phenomenal guest with us this morning with an incredibly compelling story. Her name is Gianna Jessen. She's a dynamic young woman, a national speaker and recording artist. She became an internet sensation with her appearance at the Colorado House of Representatives, and her story, friends, is just going to knock you off your feet. Gianna, welcome to Life Talk.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for being with us. And before we went to the break, I had promised our listeners that you would share your story, and so we would love for you to do that. I want to just invite our listeners to call in at 312-751-1979. We're not sure how long Gianna is going to be with us this morning, just because she is suffering from salmonella food poisoning, so we're very blessed that she's chatting with us at all on the radio today. but if you do have a question or a comment for Gianna, I encourage you to give us a call earlier versus later, and the number is 312-751-1979. So, Gianna, tell us a little bit about your story. It's just I've read your story. There's been a book written about your life, and it's just an amazing, compelling story, and it really personifies what all of us who are working to build a culture of life are working for.
Well, I honestly was aborted and I did not die. My biological mother was 17 and 7.5 months pregnant when she went to a Planned Parenthood in Southern California, and they said, you know, you are too young to have a baby. You need to go have a late-term saline abortion. And so a saline abortion is a saline salt solution that is injected into the mother's womb. The baby gulps that solution. It burns the baby inside and out. And then she's to deliver a dead baby within 24 hours. So after being burned alive for approximately 18 hours in my mother's womb, I not only arrived alive, but they have said that I should be blind, burned, and obviously dead. But since we have already declared that I don't die easy, the Lord has really given me, the Lord has kept me alive. And so I have the gift of cerebral palsy, which it's very mild now, but I was never supposed to hold up my head, and I had it very severe in the beginning. And
wow.
So it's been a journey.
And when you were born, tell us about what happened then. I mean, it seems unbelievable that that your mother had an abortion while you were in the womb, and yet you survived. And tell me, you know, what happened next at that point? I mean, why?
Well, it's really miraculous because the abortionist was not on duty the moment that I came into the world. Had he been there, he would have ended my life with strangulation, suffocation, or leaving me there to die. But he was not there. And by the way, because of my extraordinary President Bush signed into law the Born Alive Infants Protection Act of 2002, that's no longer legal. You can no longer end the life of a child that has survived.
Wow.
But yeah, which is awesome.
Yes.
But and I love Bush, and I met him, and I just go around telling everyone how much I love him and how much he changed my life. Excuse me.
Oh, hang in there, Gianna. And so then tell me when you were born, you know,
A nurse called an ambulance and had me transferred to a hospital where I was placed in an incubator weighing 2 pounds, and they said that I would not survive, and I kept living.
Wow.
So then after that, I was placed in emergency foster care where I was mistreated. They didn't like me very well.
Aww.
So then I was placed in another home where I was very much loved, in the home of a woman by the name of Penny. And Penny took me in. I was 17 months by this time, diagnosed with cerebral palsy. Prognosis was horrible. But Penny decided to believe that I would walk one day. And actually, that's exactly what I did. I was walking by 3.5.
Wow.
With a walker and leg braces. And now I don't have a walker or leg braces, and I run marathons. Now, granted, I run them on the ball of each foot, because that's how I know how to run right now. But I run them, and I run them for as long as it takes for me to finish. But one thing I do know is that there are women listening who've had abortions. I know there are men listening who have participated in an abortion at some point. And I just, first of all, I want the men to understand, no matter what you've done or where you've been or who you are absolutely made for and capable of greatness.
Yes.
And we really need the strength and kindness of men to turn our country around on the right course. And we need wonderful women, too, but the trouble that I'm learning about is that, and seeing, is that we're trying to make men less of men and more like women.
Mm.
And that is really irritating and really difficult, because we really need men to be men. Also, I would say to the women listening that have had abortions, you need to hear that I have forgiven my biological mother for what she has done, and that I hold no bitterness towards her.
That's amazing.
And that women listening need to realize that if you have done that, the only peace, the only redemption, the only ability to cope is in Jesus Christ, in repenting of that, and not you know, being haunted by it forever, but really giving it to Him. Mm-hmm. And then I would just say, head to your local crisis pregnancy center and attend some post-abortion counseling.
Amen. And, you know, in the Archdiocese of Chicago, in the Respect Life office, we have the Project Rachel program.
Good.
And for those who are out there who are listening, I really urge you to call this number. It's 888-456-HOPE, and it's a confidential post-abortion healing program.
Cool.
And again, that number is 888-456-HOPE. And Gianna, we already have to head to another break, but when we come back, we'd love to hear more about your story. This is just unbelievably compelling, and I'm sure that many folks out there have questions or comments. Give us a call, 312-751-1979. That's 312-751-1979. Stay with us. We'll be right back here on Life Talks, speaking with Gianna Jessen, national speaker and recording artist. Did you know that more than 55% of high school students are saving sex for marriage? Over the past decade, our nation has seen a huge increase in teen chastity rates, thanks to programs like the Chastity Education Initiative of the Archdiocese of Chicago. A teen wrote,
"I really enjoyed this speaker. He touched my life more than I could have ever imagined. His talk changed me from the inside out."
Support what Cardinal George calls one of the finest chastity education programs in the nation at our annual benefit dinner. Join Cardinal George and inspirational speaker Gianna Jessen, a young woman who almost lost the gift of life before she was born at the hands of an abortionist. Doctors predicted she would never walk, but last year, Gianna completed her first marathon. Join us Saturday, November 18th at the Drury Lane. For reservations, call the Respect Life office at 312-751-5355. That's 312-751-5355.
The cemetery ministry is a core ministry of our Catholic faith tied to the corporal works of mercy. Cardinal George says, "It's comforting to know that our Catholic cemeteries are caring for the remains of our loved ones awaiting the resurrection. There are 43 Archdiocese of Chicago cemeteries willing to help you during times of loss. Call 708-449-6100 for assistance. Catholic Cemeteries, serving the Catholic community since 1837.
Do you know what's going on in your church around the corner or around the world? Do you want to hear stories about your faith? Do you want to help shape Catholic thought? If you said yes, subscribe to the Catholic New World, the newspaper for the people of the Archdiocese of Chicago. Call 312-655-7777 or visit us at catholicnewworld.com. The Catholic New World, a world beyond your church, a church beyond your world.
Welcome back to Life Talk. I'm Mary Louise Curry, the director of the Respect Life office at the Archdiocese of Chicago, and we're discussing issues that make a difference in your life. And today we have an amazing guest speaking with us, Gianna Jessen. Gianna just shared her unbelievably compelling story that she was actually aborted when she was in her third trimester of development in her mom's womb through a saline abortion. But by some miracle, Gianna survived the abortion, was born in the abortion facility, rushed to the hospital. A nurse called emergency, and she was rushed to the hospital and weighing only 2 pounds at birth. Today, Gianna has run now 2 marathons. Is that right, Gianna?
Yes, I ran the London Marathon with a handsome Englishman who complicated everything, so it took me 8 hours and 20 minutes, when the first one took me 7.5.
You ran a marathon in 7.5 hours. That's incredible. You were saying, oh, you're slow. That's a great time.
Normal runners, I mean, they run them in like 4 hours. And so I'm not trying to compare myself. I just know that I have a long way to go, but I'm also overcoming so much to be able to run. And running on the ball of your foot is not the easiest thing in the world.
I'm sure it sounds kind of painful, so that's just amazing. I'm sure that some of our listeners have a question or a comment, this amazing, inspiring story of hope. Friends, this is hope for the world. Give us a call, 312-751-1979. We're not sure how long Gianna will be with us this morning because she got a salmonella poisoning, we're even blessed that she's on the phone at all here. But just give us a call, 312-751-1979, if you'd like to chat with Gianna Jessen, if you have a question or a comment for her.
I've also since been adopted, by the way, because a lot of people wonder, well, you know, were you raised by your biological mother? And no, I wasn't. And I have been adopted, so
that's wonderful. That's wonderful. And Gianna, tell us a little bit about your life now. Where you live, and do you have siblings and so forth?
I live in Nashville, Tennessee. I'm a singer-songwriter here, and then also travel full time, speaking to all kinds of groups, from Parliament in England to just all over the place, doing youth events and CPC fundraisers and Christ's Pregnancy Center fundraisers. But anyway, that keeps me very busy.
I'm sure.
And then what else did you ask me? Oh, if I have siblings.
Right.
I have one sister who's not my biological sister, but she's the daughter of my adoptive mother, and she's great. And she's married with 4 kids.
Oh, that's great. And Gianna, have you ever met your biological mother?
I say this with grace, but yes, unfortunately, I have.
Really?
I didn't meet her, and I had no desire to meet with her, although I've done this for 15 years, and I have been heckled forever about, I would say, I've forgiven my biological mother, and then, of course, you would get, loads of people saying that you really haven't forgiven her if you don't meet her. And my thinking was, no, actually, I'm able to still forgive. I just am like thousands of other adoptive people who don't just want to meet their parents. I mean, it's,
Right.
So I took that stand, and unfortunately, and then also a good thing is that my adoptive mother had met with my biological mother and told her of my forgiveness for her, a long time ago when I was about 17, right before the book that was written on my life came out. So I thought that was really cool, and I wanted her to know that, and then I was done with that. Mm-hmm. Well, she is not the healthiest of people, and was deciding that she was going to have her way, no matter what. She wanted to meet me, so she decided to come to an event on February the 11th of this year.
Oh, wow. So this was recent.
Yeah, and just say, hello, I'm your mother, and basically wanted me to deal with that. And it was extremely painful and awful and one of the most horrendous days of my life.
Oh,
so I'm now working through a process of trying to forgive her for that. So, and I was told that my name, one of the meanings of it is forgiveness.
Oh, how beautiful.
And I'm like, darn straight, I was given the right name because all I do is try to forgive people.
Oh, this is such an amazing, powerful story, Gianna, and we so appreciate your sharing this with us. We have a caller, Therese in Lake Forest. Thank you so much for calling.
Hi, thank you for taking my call, Mary Louise and Gianna. It's really great to hear your story. I have, actually one comment and then a question for Gianna. My comment regards voting. It's just going to be real quick. It says in Cardinal's statement or the Bishop's statement that we're 31.5% of Illinois. And
is that the Archdiocese?
It says Illinois. Yeah, so... And they say that, that a renewed Catholic vote would become a political force. And it's just rather discouraging that we have, I know there's a bad voting guide out there that really discourages voting your informed Catholic conscience. And I just think that the bishop's statement is really good, and people should actually get at that. And I'm glad you mentioned it on air.
Oh, also, great. Therese, let me just comment on that very briefly, which is that the Vicar General just... issued a statement last night regarding in particular, well, any third-party voter guides, but in particular the Catholics in Alliance for the Common Good
voter
guide.
Yeah, that was the one I've seen in several parishes.
And the Vicar General said that that should not be used, and he asked priests and parishes to comply with the general policy of not distributing voter education materials published by unaffiliated groups. So he specifically mentioned that as being an unacceptable resource, and that's something that's important. Many of our listeners, that's kind of breaking news that just happened last night, so it's great to highlight that. So, Therese, tell us about your next question.
Oh, well, that's really, you know, I love Gianna. I've heard her story, and I'm just thrilled that she's here, and, you know, God bless her. She's a wonderful testimony, and, you know, I just love her. I've heard of her story for years. Let her know that, okay? But anyhow, my question is, I know there was a case in Florida recently where a baby was allegedly murdered in an abortion clinic. It was Hialeah or something. And I was just wondering if she is ever asked to speak, you know, to the media or anything in this case or cases that might be similar to this.
Gianna, are you familiar? I'm not familiar with that case.
I'm not either. I haven't heard anything about it.
Oh, it's been all over the internet, I know, and a baby was born, allegedly. I mean, you know, it hasn't went to court yet and been determined, but it was, I can't recall exactly the town. Hialeah is the name, something similar to that.
Okay.
And a baby was born, and I guess a worker called the authorities and said that it was murdered because it was born alive at the abortion clinic.
Oh, wow. So the baby survived the abortion and
No, the baby did die. It did die, but it was born. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, it survived the abortion,
right,
and then allegedly was murdered in the clinic. And I I'm just wondering how often that happens in this country. And if she's ever asked to like give testimony or just because it's a similar case or similar incident. I mean, she didn't die.
Well, I have testified before Congress, and I did meet the president on the 5th of August of 2002 when he signed the Born Alive Infants Protection Act to actually prevent what you're just describing. So what has happened is now considered illegal.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. They're trying to prosecute this abortionist. So that's good that law was passed.
Yes, yes. Therese, thank you so much for your phone call. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And Gianna, we need to head to a break, but when we come back, I'd love for you to chat a little bit about your interactions with the media. I'm sure that the mainstream media finds you to be, just blowing their minds. So I would love to hear about, your interactions with the media. And we also encourage, friends, your questions and phone calls. Please give us a call, 312-751-1979. Maybe you're wondering more about Gianna's story or what she's doing now to make a difference, or just these issues in general regarding abortion. And Gianna also speaks about abstinence until marriage. We'll be talking a little bit about sexual purity as well when we come back. Give us a call, 312-751-1979, here on Life Talk.
Not too late to register your pre-K children in one of the excellent Catholic elementary schools in Chicago and the suburbs. Registration is open for 3- and 4-year-old pre-K children, as well as kindergarten through 8th grade student transfers. Perhaps you've heard the impressive numbers, test scores above national standards, a 19-to-1 student-teacher ratio, a 97% attendance rate, students who go on to successful high school and college experiences and become the leaders of tomorrow. Go to the Catholic school of your choice for more information, or go online and visit the school's webpage at www.archchicago.org. That's www.archchicago.org. Catholic schools, where faith and education meet.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a brand new day.
It's a brand new day.
Hi, I'm Sean Harriott. Join me 6 days a week as we help bridge the gap between faith and everyday life, talking about the intersection of faith and everyday life, and help you live your life in the world as a Catholic.
Plus, get all the latest Chicagoland news, traffic, and weather. Start your day with Morning Air on Relevant Radio, 820 AM.
You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio, 820 AM.
Every Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 AM, the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, the issues, and the faith that affect all our lives. Thanks for staying with us here on Relevant Radio, 820 AM. Now again, the Catholic Community of Faith.
Welcome back to Life Talk. I'm Mary Louise Curry, the Director of the Respect Life Office of the Archdiocese of Chicago, and we're discussing issues that make a difference in your life. And what an exciting show we have today. We have with us, our guest today is Gianna Jessen, a young woman who was the victim of a saline abortion when, during the third trimester of pregnancy, her mom had an abortion. Gianna survived miraculously. She was born alive. She was born with what she calls the gift of cerebral palsy as a result of the abortion. And now she speaks internationally on the right to life and the rights of the disabled. And she has such a powerful witness. Gianna, we're so thrilled to have you with us here on the program today.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
And Gianna, you're going to be speaking at our upcoming benefit dinner on November 18th with Cardinal George. And I want to just put an offer out there now to the first person who calls in with a question for Gianna, that we're going to be giving away one ticket to our benefit dinner. And these tickets are actually $75 each, so it's really a good deal. So the first person who calls in with a question to ask on the air of Gianna, and it has to be a life-worthy question, so a really good question, we will give you a ticket to the benefit dinner. Give us a call at 312-751-1979. Again, the benefit dinner is going to be on November 18th at the Drury Lane out at Oakbrook Terrace, and it's our annual Educating Minds Inspiring Hearts Benefit Dinner, and it's to support programs that empower teens and young adults to embrace chastity and other healthy decisions. And through this benefit dinner, we support the Chastity Education Initiative. So give us a call at 312-751-1979 to get a ticket to this benefit dinner, 312-751-1979, and to ask a question of our phenomenal guest, Gianna Jessen. So, Gianna, tell us a little bit. Now, you had mentioned that you speak now nationally and internationally. You mentioned that you spoke to the Parliament, is that right, on life issues?
Yes, and in the Parliament with different people and leaders and reporters in England, and that was very exciting. That was last December. We're making a lot of progress in informing people in England about, you know, life, which is great. And I'm always trying to get people to just really think about their lives, think about the natural consequences of things, you know, before you make decisions. And I feel like sometimes that's lacking in our time,
mm-hmm.
just a lack of thinking through, hey, if I do this, this might result, or if I do this, this might result. Benjamin Franklin said, he who brings the principles of primitive Christianity into the public setting will change the face of the world.
Wow.
And I wonder if we would crucify Benjamin Franklin today.
Gianna, now tell us a little bit about your thoughts as far as abortion itself. You know, this is something that's very widespread in our country, and a lot of times people feel that the baby isn't even a person, you know. And so tell us a little bit about your thoughts about abortion. There are more than a million abortions per year in the United States, and people often say, you know, that this is a woman's right. I debated a woman who ran an abortion clinic, and she stated that they terminate life, and she was very frank about that, but she felt that it was important for the mother, that the mother's rights trump the baby's rights, basically. What are your thoughts about this as somebody who obviously has experienced abortion yourself?
Well, yeah, if abortion is merely about women's rights, then what were mine? Because there wasn't that same radical feminist, you know, declaring what my rights were that day. Mm-hmm. You know, my life was being taken in the name of women's rights. And I really feel like all abortion is directly linked to profit.
Hmm.
You can get an abortion beginning at around $300, and they go up to around $4,000, depending on whether or not there are twins involved. So there are industries that are profiting off of our bad morals.
Right.
And I feel like if we could just stop for a minute and think about things truthfully. Honestly, I don't believe there's a living human being walking around that really, in the core of themselves, believes that there isn't a child in the womb.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You can try to justify it any way you want, but I don't believe that anyone really believes that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, another argument is, how is it that we are able to make such medical advances, such scientific advances, like doing surgery in utero at 6 months gestation in one wing of the hospital, but in the other opposite wing, they're trying to murder a child through an abortion at that same gestation.
Right, absolutely. Absolutely. Those are all very compelling points, Jana, and things that we all need to think about and pray about and act upon. I think there are so many folks who are pro-life, but not acting upon it or just feeling they can't do anything, but you really can, just one person can make a huge difference. You know, we had a little bit of an embarrassing situation here. We had a whole bunch of calls come in for that ticket for the benefit dinner, but then unfortunately, somehow there was an issue with the board taking the calls and all the calls were dropped. So friends, give us a call again. Again, the first caller will receive a free ticket to our benefit dinner on November 18th, where you can meet Cardinal George, who will be there, who's a wonderful supporter of our Chastity Education Initiative, and also Gianna Jessen, our phenomenal guest this morning, who is a very compelling speaker. She is internationally renowned. Give us a call at 312-751-1979, 312-751-1979. The first caller who has a life-worthy question for Gianna will receive a free ticket to our benefit dinner, which is November 18th at the Drury Lane. And friends, we need to head to a break right now, but when we come back, we're going to be talking more with Gianna, who now is also a big advocate for chastity, for sexual abstinence until marriage. And we're going to ask her, why does she take a stand for such a countercultural message today in our culture? And also, what is the response of teens as we're seeing this new sexual revolution sweeping the country? Give us a call, 312-751-1979. We'll be right back with you. More with Gianna Jessen here on Life Talk.
It's all about Jesus, how we know Him, relate to Him, and join in His mission. We must always grow in faith. The Chicago Catechetical Conference on November 17th and 18th at the Stevens Convention Center in Rosemont aims to help. The conference theme, "Who Do You Say That I Am?" is as important today as it was to the apostles. Three keynote addresses, one on Friday morning by Cardinal Francis George, and 84 presentations provide a rich variety for mind and heart. Attend one or both days. For information, phone the Office for Catechesis and Youth Ministry, 312-243-3700, or visit the conference webpage at catechesis-chicago.org. Again, 312-243-3700 and catechesis-chicago.org.
Thank you. Siena Center at Dominican University invites you to Encountering the Other, an experience of Muslim-Catholic dialogue. This fourth and final event in the Matthew J. Lamb Dialogue Series, Muslim-Catholic Understanding, will be held on Wednesday, November 8th at 7:30 p.m. at the Priory Campus of Dominican University in River Forest. Muslim and Catholic participants in the dialogue between the Council of Islamic Organizations of Greater Chicago and the Archdiocese of Chicago will host their regular session. You will have an opportunity to first observe and then to participate. Admission is free. To reserve your place, please contact the Siena Center at 708-714-9105. That's 708-714-9105. Join us for an informative evening of conversation and friendship between Muslims and Catholics.
We're back with Life Talk here on Relevant Radio, 820 AM. I'm Mary Louise Curry, and our guest today is Gianna Jessen, a young woman with a compelling story. She was actually aborted when her mother was in her third trimester of pregnancy, and somehow, by God's grace, Gianna survived that abortion, and although doctors predicted she would never walk, she was born with cerebral palsy, she has now run two marathons, and her story, my friends, is just a tremendous witness to hope. And we encourage your questions and phone calls at 312-751-1979. And Gianna, before the break, we had done an offer to that we're giving away a free ticket to our Educating Minds, Inspiring Hearts benefit dinner for the Chastity Education Initiative, which you are speaking at on November 18th in the Chicago area at the Drury Lane. And you know, we have a winner, actually, Kathy from Lamont, and she
Yay!
Has a so isn't that great? And Kathy has a great question for you. Kathy, thanks so much for calling.
Thanks so much, and thanks for the ticket. I hadn't bought my ticket, so I'm so happy I won one. So
we
I look forward to the event. Thanks so much. Gianna, God bless. Thank you so much for being here. I'm just sitting in my car in the...
Oh, hello?
Oh, hang on. We're having some technical problems. Oh, no. You know what? Somehow, Kathy just got dropped. I don't know.
Call back.
I hope, Kathy, give us a call back at 312-751-1979 here. Sometimes we have these technical difficulties with cell phones. You know, that's the wonder of cell phone technology today. But Kathy did have a great question, for you, Gianna, which if she doesn't call back in a few minutes, I'd like to ask it because it is a wonderful question. And we're heading here into kind of the final stretch of the program. Gianna, tell us a little bit. I understand that you speak with teens about chastity, about sexual purity. Why is that important, and how is that closely related to your pro-life message?
Well, I mean, we're living in a rather promiscuous time, and people don't seem to think about the repercussions of that on so many levels, emotionally, physically, spiritually. I mean, you just can't sleep with people and just get over it. You just can't, because it's God created sex, and he created it to be powerful. And I believe that, you know, he can heal anyone from their past. You know, so I'm not saying that, you know, people are beyond redemption. But what I am saying is that, for example, my biological mother decided to go make a choice, a so-called choice, and have an abortion. She had no idea that as a consequence of her choice, she would give me the opportunity to limp all the way to heaven.
Wow.
And she wasn't thinking about that. She was thinking about her choice, her decision, herself. And that's the danger, I think, that we face now. So we're kind of taught that, you know, we can just be promiscuous and everything will be fine, but you have, you know, pregnancies at young ages, you have STDs, you have... I remember before the race in London, I end up getting in the most unusual conversations with people, and I was in a taxi cab, and somehow in that on the ride home, this issue of sex came up, and I said, well, I don't believe that we should just be living promiscuously. And I remember the cabbie said, well, that's rather old-fashioned of you.
Meanwhile, this guy was probably like 60.
Right, and I remember thinking to myself, and I didn't say it out loud, but I thought, sir, you can call me old-fashioned, but I don't have an STD, and I don't allow myself to be used and left behind.
Right.
And I'm a whole girl as a result that I can, when I am, because don't make this mistake thinking that I never want to do this. I want to do this mm-hmm. in the proper context, and I want it to be beautiful.
Yes.
But I want to be fought for.
Right.
Because I was taught recently, I didn't really have parents in the conventional sense, so I was taught through a book that I was made to be fought for. Women are made to be fought for.
Amen. That's right. But in a peaceful way, of course. We don't want people killing each other. But that's right, though, that it's very important to be pursued. I feel blessed. I saved that gift until marriage, and my husband did as well. And
cool.
I know it's just such a blessing. You know, it was the best, before he knew me, he loved me, and it's just the best gift that we could have given each other. But he pursued me, and it is important. I think as women today, we want to be cherished. Gianna, you were saying that this cabbie said that it was old-fashioned, but the majority of teens in the United States today, 15 to 19-year-olds, are virgins. Study after study shows that. So your work is really making a difference, and praise God for that. Gianna, we have three callers, so we're going to head to the phones again. Actually, we have Kathy from Lamont back with us on the phone. Her call was dropped a little earlier. Kathy is our contest winner, and Kathy, thanks so much for calling back.
Yeah, sorry about that. I don't know. I'm on my cell phone, so maybe I got disconnected.
Blessed are those who persevere.
That's
yeah,
right.
Thanks. So, Gianna, just a question for you. How does the pro-choice industry and the Planned Parenthood and the abortion clinic that you were involved with, how do they respond to you and your ministry?
Great question. Thank you, Kathy.
Well, I don't know anything about how the abortionist has responded, because I've never met him. Or the clinic. I've never met the nurse or any of those people. But I do know that the pro-abortion people generally try to ignore me, deal with me by trying to ignore me, or trying to make the story less than what it is, or putting me down. Mm-hmm. For example, I did a debate in California with a woman from the National Organization of Women, and she very, in this tone, looks at me as we're debating and says, "I'm so sorry for what's happened to you. It really should have gone one way or the other."
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. How shocking.
Now,
meanwhile, she's sorry, but then she's inflicting this on, millions of other people.
Now, girls, listen to me for a second, because I don't die easy. And the thing is, I thought to myself at that moment, that wasn't painful for me, because I thought, you are a hurting woman, and B, you are just mad that I did survive.
Mm-hmm.
And so fine, it has nothing to do with me, it's your garbage. And I just kind of went on from there. But that's a good example of, but then for the most part, I think they're shocked that I really walk up to them and I really care for them. I really understand that this is not a battle against flesh and blood. This is a battle between life and death and good and evil. And those people that participate in those wrong ways often are just really, think they're beyond redemption. And I think it's important for me to treat them with so much kindness, and usually they're shocked.
Yes, absolutely. Kathy, thanks for the call. And Gianna, thank you. And just a quick note on that is that we have a young woman who used to work at Planned Parenthood, who is now pro-life and very active in post-abortion healing and reconciliation. And she said that looking back now at what she did and understanding it, it's a sense of horror. And she said, many of her close friends still are working for Planned Parenthood and in that abortion industry, that money-making business. And she said, it's just too painful for people to really look at what they're doing, because if indeed this is a human life and, this is as grave as abortion really is, it's horrifying to look at what they've done in their lives. So it's not, you're right, it's not you, it's them. It's that fear of looking at what's going on inside of them and what they're doing, but yet still treating them with love. I mean, that's how you're going to transform hearts. You know, Gianna, we have two more callers, so let's try to rush to those really quickly. We have Patrick from Bartlett. Patrick, if you could just ask your question really quickly. Thanks so much for calling.
Sure. My question was how I was struck by your comment about, you know, you make decisions and then you have to live with the consequences, and you should think that through.
Yeah.
Quick. But how is the work of the Son of God and the mercy of reconciliation for your healing and your relationship with your mother and the whole life issue together?
Mm, great question. Thank you, Patrick.
Thank you, Patrick, but I don't know that I understand the question.
I think Patrick was saying basically what's the value of post-abortion reconciliation and healing for women who've had abortions and men who've been involved, and also for you, Gianna, in terms of trying to implement Christ's forgiveness in your forgiveness to your mom.
Well, I believe that post-abortion counseling is extremely important. I love the crisis pregnancy centers across the country. There's one in just about every town, and they help women in crisis pregnancy. They help women that have had abortions. They help. And I believe it's so important. But, you know, I did have someone come up to me the other day and say something very startling. She said, I had an abortion long ago, and she said, tell me what to do to take away this pain.
Hmm. Oh, yeah.
And I said, well, have you been through post-abortion counseling? Have you been, you know, and I asked her these various questions, and she said yes.
Mm.
And so I was just trying to comfort her and you know, said some things. But it kind of showed me that this is a pain that, you know, maybe this side of heaven doesn't go completely away. Does
right.
that make sense?
Yes, definitely does.
And then the other part of his question is, because I'm a Christian, I'm able to forgive my biological mother, but I do believe that forgiveness is a process, and I don't believe that forgiveness means that I have to be your best friend.
Right.
Or that I have to be in relationship with you. I believe that sometimes it's the most unwise thing in the world. Mm-hmm. To be in relationship with people who are unhealthy.
Yes, absolutely. Gianna, thank you. And, you know, we have one more caller. We're going to try to squeeze you in. We have less than 2 minutes. So, Dominic from Brookfield, thank you so much for calling. And if you could ask your question very quickly, we'd really appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you so much for taking my call. Happy All Saints Day. You're welcome. We are having a Respect Life workshop. And it's going to be a continuation from part one in October. So in November, we would hope that since you're such a beacon for life and a voice in this wilderness of the culture of death, if you could send us a little note that I could read to the people of life that come to this workshop in Brookfield, it would be a wonderful thing.
Okay, and when is that, Dominic?
November 17th at 7 p.m. in the Windermere Room of our school.
And that's at St. Barbara's in Brookfield.
St. Barbara, and
okay.
I'll give you the address.
We have that
Thank
address.
You.
So maybe, Gianna, if possible, I can, maybe afterwards we can touch base briefly about that. So November 17th at 7 p.m. That's the night before our benefit dinner.
Wow.
So great.
We'll
Thank you.
Praying for you. Pray for us, too.
Thank you, Dominic. We sure will. And Gianna, that pretty much wraps up our time on this program, but thank you so much for your really powerful testimony. This is, I just know it, that you've touched the hearts of hundreds of people today through this program.
Oh, and thank you so much for your time and just being patient with me as I'm trying to recover from food poisoning.
Oh, we can't even tell. You're amazing. In fact, our producer told me that she just can't wait to meet you at the benefit dinner, Alicia Torres, who is a college
student.
Oh,
and thank her for her prayers, because she told me she was praying earlier, so it must have worked.
That's awesome.
God bless you all.
That's great. God bless you, Gianna.
See you soon.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And friends, to hear Gianna's amazing testimony and meet her in person, join us at our Chastity Education Initiative Benefit Dinner. That is November 18th at the Drury Lane. Cardinal George will be our special guest. And for tickets or more information on that, you can go. You can give us a call at the Respect Life office at 312-751-5355. Again, that's 312-751-5355. Gianna Jess in the keynote, Cardinal George the special guest at this benefit to raise funds for chastity education programs in the Archdiocese of Chicago. Thank you so much for listening to Life Talk, and God bless you.
This is Cardinal Francis George. Thank you for being with us this past hour on Relevant Radio 820 AM. Join us every day, Monday through Friday, as the Archdiocese of Chicago presents the Catholic Community of Faith. Have a wonderful day, and God bless you.